This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Logistics are important in war, as the Russians are discovering, bogged down in many places as they are. Logistics are important for the rest of us, too, the supply chain that keeps the global economy going. And there are a whole lot of ways what's happening in Ukraine is throwing a wrench in those works. Ryan Peterson is the founder and the CEO of the global logistics platform Flexport, which is of necessity adapting to this new normal. It's also organizing, I should say, an airlift of supplies to refugee centers in Eastern Europe. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So from where you sit, looking at global shipping and cargo, what do you see in the last like 2 weeks?
Well, it's yet more volatility and chaos is probably the best way to describe it. Starting with the aviation sector, where you lose the ability to fly over Russia. And that's just for all the existing planes that can continue to fly. But Russian aviation has been more or less banned from most of the world's airports. And Ukraine was actually a major player in the air cargo industry, and those planes have all been completely removed effectively from the market as well. So the aviation air cargo business is dramatically cut short right now in capacity.
What about surface-borne sea transport and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, on the rail side, the Trans-Siberian Rail is actually a pretty important link between Asia, between China and Europe, and most companies, I think, are curtailing that. I haven't seen announcements from everybody. I know Flexport, we shut down our Trans-Siberian Rail service, mostly out of fear that the cargo would not arrive on the other side. And then on the ocean side, it's not a huge disruption for container shipping. Most of Russian exports are bulk, liquid, sort of energy commodities, those types of things that are not containerized. But the Black Sea shipping for those commodities is very much curtailed right now because of security risk. It's dangerous to ship into a war zone. You've had a couple of ships get attacked, and therefore all the insurance policies are canceled.
All right. So look, nobody listening to this interview needs to be told that the supply chain has been a mess for a while now. As we look to the next, I mean, who knows how long this is going to last, right? But for the next 6 to 8 months, what do you think? Just going to get more and more stressed.
Yeah, I think it's pretty ugly. First off, energy prices are through the roof, and Russian energy is vital to the world's economy, and that's been more or less removed, and it's going to really cripple increase the price of shipping anything anywhere. The thing I'm really worried about is food. Russia and Ukraine combined export like 30% of the world's wheat and grain, and if you're a food importing nation, watch out. I think it's going to be really chaotic times in a lot of countries that depend on those, on that grain.
Is there a way that, I don't even know how to ask this question, but is there a way that if there is some kind of agreement in Ukraine, things can stabilize reasonably quickly? Because as we know, the disruptions have been real and substantial, and we're still dealing with all of it.
Yeah. You know, the big one-way door is, are they able to plant the grain crop in Ukraine? And if they can't plant that crop, it's, you know, you're not getting that back for this season, and you're going to have a lot of fallout from that. As far as logistics, like, our industry will survive. We're kind of built for this. Like, it's been a lot of volatility and chaos for the last decade or so in global shipping. New ships are getting made all the time, and new airplanes will come online to backfill those that have been removed. Even the Russian planes are likely, you know, if I had to predict, they're likely to get sold to a company in another country that will keep operating them. So that capacity will return to the market over time. But the food is the one-way door. If you don't plant the grain crop, you're not going to export the grain.
What do you hear from the people you talk to in Ukraine and in some of the places that are most stressed?
We're doing a lot of work right now with UNICEF and other aid agencies delivering products to refugees, to people who are affected by this humanitarian crisis. One thing that happens is they're almost overwhelmed right now with too much stuff being shipped in the short term and not always the right stuff. So I think it's important to, if you are interested in contributing here, probably money is more valuable than products at this moment in time. And for those who are involved in humanitarian relief, to sustain it, not just for the next 2 weeks or next month, but for the next 6 months and next 3 years, because I don't think this problem goes away overnight.
Yeah. Ryan Peterson, the founder, also the CEO of Flexport. Ryan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.